food production is a major factor in global warming, according to a University of Oxford study. However, the researchers found that the types of food have different environmental impacts. Our reporter Daniela Peterson took a closer look.
Many people already act in an environmentally friendly way. So they use fewer plastic bags and plastic straws, recycle and reuse goods whenever possible. But how can our weekly shopping have a big impact on the planet? That's why I went shopping with Professor Mike Berners-Lee from Lancaster University, who specialises in climate change and sustainable food systems. Professor Berners-Lee, we don't eat meat in our house, but most people do. Just think of the common weekday dinners like grilled chicken breast, sausage and spaghetti bolognese. What is the scientific view on meat?
Meat is a difficult topic. Beef is the world's worst meat of them all. Chicken is better for the environment, but it's still true to say that all types of meat are not particularly environmentally friendly. Plant-based foods are much better in that regard. You need less space to grow them and process them compared to cows and chickens, for example.
But what about fish? Is that better than meat?
Well, I would suggest going to a fish market and asking the specialists there for a type of fish that is sustainable. A second idea is to reduce the consumption of meat to one or two small portions a week.
If you can't imagine becoming and being a vegetarian, don't worry. Cutting down is a great start. Going meat-free just one day a week can have a huge impact. A recent report shows interesting statistics, says Professor Berners-Lee.
If people only ate one portion of red meat, like beef or pork, every week, the greenhouse gas emissions produced by agriculture would be reduced by more than a half.
Professor Berners-Lee, what is the deal with fruit and vegetables regarding the environment?
Fruit and vegetables are almost always good sustainable foods. But there are some things to be considered. If a fruit or vegetable is out of season, you have to ask yourself, how did it get here? A good and robust skin shows that the fruit travelled by boat, which is much more environmentally friendly than putting it on an airplane that burns hundreds of tons of fuel.
All right, we should focus on seasonal food. But what about those delicious strawberries? Many people also like to enjoy them in winter. What about them? Professor Berners-Lee offers some advice.
If you can't be without strawberries or raspberries in winter, then the best thing you can do is buy them frozen. They're still delicious. Some people think that's bad for the environment because of the refrigeration, but that is actually not such a big deal.
At the end of our walk through the supermarket, Professor Berners-Lee shares his three golden rules for eating in a sustainable way.
If you want to make a big impact, then eat less meat and fewer dairy products. If you don't want to go totally meat-free, eat sustainable fish and chicken instead of lamb and beef. Secondly, eat everything you buy. So check your fridge before you go shopping. Finally, the more fruit and veg you eat, the better. But make sure the fruit is in season.
So keep these tips in mind to eat in a more environmentally friendly way. Daniela Peterson, BBC London.